My name is Ketsia Aurelian, KetsiaAurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Mark W. Fafeta, MarkWFafeita. Number one, kidney transplant recipient in 2013. Patient is status post-living related kidney transplant in January 2013. He is currently taking 1 milligrams of tacrolimus, T-A-C-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, twice a day, and mycophenolate, M-Y-C-O-P-H-E-N-O-L-A-T-E, 500 milligrams twice a day. His recent tacrolimus level is 7.1. from 6.9. He denies any symptoms. His blood pressure is very well controlled at 134 over 74. He is no longer taking the prednisone, period. We will continue to monitor. He follows up at the Tampa General Hospital on a yearly basis. To see the transplant team, period. Next line, chronic kidney disease stage 3A, which has remained stable with a BUN of 20 from 19, creatinine of 1.38 from 1.34, and GFR of 55 from 53. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as neurogenic bladder, period. Next line, neurogenic bladder. The patient follows up with Dr. Bukka Patnam, B-U-K-K-A-P-A-T-N-A-M, due to chronic activity in the urinary sediments. He self-catheterizes as needed, period. He has an upcoming appointment in a week for a cystoscopy at the Tampa office with Dr. Sarahi, S-A-R-H-A-H-I, in Dr. Bukka Patnam's office, period. He recently had antibiotic treatment with Cipro, period. There is no there is evidence of bacteriuria with with trace proteinuria, period. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is 311 from 538 milligrams, period. This proteinuria is likely secondary to the bacteriuria. We will continue to monitor for now. Next slide. Arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with blood pressure of 134 over 74. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, left leg DVT. He is currently on Xarelto, 15 milligrams daily. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the atorvastatin, 10 milligrams. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and